Now, where did you put the keys for this place? I'm dying for a pee. I put them in my handbag. My God, woman, what do you keep in this thing?
Oh, just the essentials.
Interesting. Just the essentials, eh? A magazine, a hole punch, a staple gun, and a hammer drill. Where are these blessed keys? This is desperate now. Come on. What is this? Garden shears, a map book, and a can of oil? What on earth is all this for?
Just in case.
I ask, why on earth all this crap is in your bag? And all you can do is say, just in case. Who are you, Mary Poppins? Or wait, no, hang on, Miss MacGyver, perhaps? You've signed up to some suburban terrorist group, Mums Against Tyranny in the Supermarket, destined to stall the aisles of Tesco's in case one of those pesky trolleys squeaks out of line. Fight the evil scum of the masterminds producers that pollute our homes on non-healthy foodstuffs and with innocent consumers who are oblivious to your constant vigil. All I want to do is go to toilet. Well, I'll tell you now, this all has to stop. I can't take it anymore. When will women learn? It's just the husbands that suffer. It's just us that end up carrying all this stuff. First we start as a young man, carefree, and before we know it, we become the lackey, the pack horse, the donkey with the wallet. Not anymore. Not anymore!
I believe these! Oh, I'm going to do that! Come sit in character! I believe these are what you're looking for. But I can see now it's a little too late, wet boy.
Yeah, there's a lot more visuals on that than I remember now.
Oh, well, you know, these things happen. I think it might still have worked. It's hard to tell at this stage.
Yeah, I think if anything, I'd cut down on the Ben Elton rant.
That was good. So, the upshot is...
Genders.
The upshot is...
Well, I was going to ask you the questions first.
Oh, it's a good looking lad. It's me.
Just to see your opinion.
Where did I put my phone?
Such things of men and women. Who's best?
Well...
It's obvious, obviously.
It is obvious, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's men. I mean, I think... We're doing an interview with Hannah, hopefully, the one who put the phone on us last week. And we'll ask her this question. And I think we can use her to prove the point. Okay, so we'll try that.
Because I've had another question about the pain management.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
My reason for putting that is about childbirth.
Yeah.
Because Harriet, my wife, always insists that men have really bad pain management and just cannot understand the problems of pain in comparison to childbirth. But yep. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't.
Really don't.
I think if I had to give birth, I could do it. Is there a problem?
No.
I've done
big ones.
Yeah.
I've been, yeah. As to quote Ross, I've dilated more than 4 centimetres.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, funny enough, I was talking about this the other day. Isn't it weird when you go for a poo? You look down the tuck and you see a massive amount of poo there, if you're not a big one, obviously.
Yeah.
And you never think to yourself, the reality is that for the last, I don't know how long, so I don't know properly how the body works, I'm not that clever. Fairly clever, I'm not that clever. But that's been inside of you. Let's say at least half an hour, in that form, exactly, it's in the tuck, it's been in you for at least half an hour, inside your body.
6 hours, apparently.
What, in the form it's in the toilet?
Yeah, from the start of your small intestines round. It starts as liquid.
So you are that clever.
Well, I saw a program.
Whatever. You are that clever. You retain that information and enlightened thicko me.
Yeah, but now you're enlightened.
But,
nice one.
I'll just... That's
right.
What time it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's weird, isn't it? You've got a big bit of shit in you for ages.
Yeah.
You don't smell anything.
Right. Have you ever done this one, though?
Come out in a little bubble.
Weighed yourself before and weighed yourself after. There's hardly any difference.
Well, I find it's sort of half a pound. That's enough for me. I'm quite impressed.
I've never noticed a difference.
Oh, well, you know, maybe you ain't doing big enough shits.
To the point where I thought about doing it into a bag and then measuring it on the scales just to see if there was a difference.
I've thought about doing it into...
It makes a hell of a noise when it hits the water.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about doing it into a polythene bag and just squeeze it through my fingers.
Yeah, you're a bit weird.
But, maybe
just do it into your incontinence pants and then give it a good squeeze.
Yeah, you could, couldn't you? Yeah. Oh, it'd be good. Well, I'll tell you what, should we get the phone call in the way? Let's try ringing Hannah.
We're supposed to be talking about pain management.
Well, this will come up again when we ask her the questions, yeah, okay. Won't we? So, let's see now. I had to put more money on this. I ran out. I didn't realise I sent so many messages and stuff.
Come on, you haven't
obviously
got that many friends.
Obviously abusing it, ain't I?
Is it all the downloads?
Hey,
Hot
never
boys
download.
And girls.
I never download. I do get all them things come through, though, that say, hey, you want to ring this number or whatever it is? I don't know. I keep getting them. I want to ring it. No, I don't want to ring it. Yes, I don't want to ring it.
Drugs.
Speaker.
Viagra. Only $5.99.
How many different ways can they say? How small is your cock?
I can hear that, then.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Hannah.
Are you alright?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I can't hear you that well.
You should say no, because you've got a day off, haven't you, on the sick?
No, it's not on the sick.
Oh, you just got a holiday?
Sort of.
So you booked a holiday? What do you mean, sort of?
I booked a holiday today, because I didn't sleep last night. So, is
it female problems?
Oh!
I needed to do loads of things, so I rang up and asked if I could have the day off, and they said yes.
Oh, I see. So it was like a sick day, but you've booked it as holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
Were you not sleeping because you were thinking about having to do this today?
Was I not what?
Were you not sleeping because you thought you were worrying about having to do this today?
Yeah, that's it. I was getting really, really worked up and I was planning what I could say and some response and stuff to you two fools. But
that's amazing that we have that power.
All night stressed about it.
Or were you just... Oh, you just think spending too long thinking about James?
Yeah, that's
James.
James isn't with you, is he?
No, he's not. No,
they're not up a tree.
No, but she's
KSSSING.
They were.
Ooh.
She snogged him at the Christmas do. Well, after the Christmas do, when she convinced him to go uptown, apparently.
Oh.
I didn't convince him. They wanted to go.
Well, Kate convinced him then.
Yeah, I think that's more the truth of it.
Well, the subject of today's podcast, Hannah, is gender or sex. So there's that sort of... So there is a bit of a point to mention, James, as well, anyway, I suppose, because that's kind of like a bit like sex, isn't it? It's as close as you and him are getting.
Like sex?
Yeah, kissing. It's about as close as you and him get to sex these days, isn't it? With anyone.
That's as close as we get.
Because nobody ever... Cause
come on.
Everyone turns him down. Well, he doesn't say that, but it is, isn't it? And you've knocked it on the head, haven't you?
Well,
so to speak.
I don't believe anything he says anymore.
Oh, well, we won't go into this anyway. Because that's
okay.
It's a private and personal thing, and we don't want to get quite so private and personal just yet.
Right, Hannah, we've got a question for you. You ready?
Yeah, hang on then.
Okay, what are your views on gender equality? Are men best?
Are men best?
Yeah.
Better than women?
Yeah.
Sounds like a yes.
I don't know.
You don't know? Then that proves the point that men are best. Because
no,
I'd know that. I'd know the answer.
Women, but not others.
Better at everything.
Men are the more superior beings.
It's interesting though. She's actually not like a normal woman where she would just
immediate
say...
Immediate defence.
Oh yeah, women are best. She's at least admitted that men are better at some things. See, I wouldn't even admit women are better at stuff. I mean, women may be better at blowjobs. Women are probably better at blowjobs than sex. That's just my opinion. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been thinking about this, so I think we can... Eh? Yeah, she might do.
I'm sure she'll love that comment.
She should do, she better do. She's the only person that I think does. Blimey, she stops listening, we have no listeners. Well, I think we can prove that men are better than women anyway, because, see, intellectually men are better, and I can prove that.
Go on then.
Right.
Okay, I'll ask you a question, and I'll also ask Adam a question.
Oh, right.
Okay? And see who knows the answer, right? Hannah. I haven't thought of a question. Okay, we'll do this then. Physically, right? Physically, men are better because they're stronger, right?
Yeah.
And proof of this is, see if you can argue with this. This is logic. This is right. Okay. We pick a man to fight one of your women, right? Now, big fight. Now, who do you think is going to win, right? We pick Lennox Lewis. You've picked, for argument's sake, Anthea Turner, right? So, who's going to win?
Lennox Lewis.
Of course, there you go. That proves it. Men are stronger than women. You see?
Because he's a boxer and Anthea Turner's... Well, she's not.
Well, it's not my fault you picked Anthea Turner to represent womankind. Is it?
I don't want to appear stupid and make women look stupid.
I think that's going to be... you're setting yourself a very tough task there, to be honest with you. Because we know that's the reality. That's the thing. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question then.
Come on, what's this?
What's SWA stand for?
No, you just made it up.
Didn't okay. You? No, that's it. Adam, what's SWA stand for?
I'm taking a stab here, but I think it means steel wired armoured cable.
That's correct. You see? Proof. Okay.
Oh, I'm not an electrician.
Well, neither is Adam. He's mechanical.
Mechanical.
He's mechanical. No. You know? He only knew the answer because I just taught. He knew the answer because he's a man and he's clever.
You just wrote it down.
Rubbish.
We haven't got a pen between us.
Well, let's move on to the next question. Do you think women have a higher pain threshold than men?
Do you think what?
Women have a higher pain threshold than men.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because I read something somewhere that said that they do.
No, I don't believe you've read a book. That's just you making that up.
Yeah, but hang on, she's found it in a book. That's it.
Yeah, but
you can't argue with a book.
Who was the book written by?
I can't remember.
A woman.
On the internet.
On the internet.
That's why men get man flu.
We don't get man flu.
That was invented by women doctors.
That's rubbish. That's women talking rubbish. Who's off today not feeling well? You are.
I feel fine.
Oh, so why aren't you at work?
Yeah, you docile.
Because I didn't sleep last night. I need some sleep.
Hang on, Pete. Not getting much sleep lately with a newborn baby.
I know. That's what she made of work. Yeah, I'll tell you what, some people.
Pain threshold.
I think that proves it. Again, yes. Can't do without sleep. That's like a pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking pain for me, I know that much. Okay then, if you had a choice, would you swap gender and become a man? Obviously, yeah, we're not saying like you have to have like a big operation or anything. It's just like click at fingers, you're a man. Would you do it?
A man, or can I change back?
What do you reckon? Can she change back?
Yeah, you get to sample it for a week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
What would you do?
What's the very first thing you do?
I'd spend a lot of time being able to pee, not on the toilet.
Shut up! You spend all day pulling your pudding. Come on, be honest. If I got to be a woman for that, I'd spend all day looking at my boobs in the mirror and playing with them. And I'd probably cut them off so I could keep them. That's flimming. You wait. That's hurtful, that is. That's hurtful, you pudding puller.
That was quick for me, though.
It was quite quick. Very good. That's why we've got you on.
Makeup isn't considered a boob.
Yeah, I'm just in trainers. Trainers? Trainer bras.
I'm in shoes. To me.
Okay, yeah, then.
Crop tops, like what all the kids when they're like nine wears.
Yeah.
Okay. Hillary Clinton is running for president, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good idea or not?
I don't see why not.
And shall I tell you why not?
Do you think that if she gets in, is it purely because she's a woman or that she stands for good values? And the novelty of having a female...
She's got good values. But
I think she's going to get in because she'll be... Ooh, novelty, first woman
Prime
Minister.
Well, you see, I've got a slightly different view on this. And that is that I just think it's just wrong, right? And you said why not, Hannah? I'll tell you why not, right? Because what'll happen is she'll get in, right? And it'll be like the worm that turned on the two Ronnies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where women take control of the world and men have to start wearing dresses. Women wear trousers.
Where's the
bad bit? And we have to do all the cooking and cleaning. And she'll make having handbags compulsory and all sorts of, like, you know, she'll have... She'll
men
give like
being
a week.
Disciplined.
Yeah, yeah. You'll end up getting
like
a week's. A week's. You'll have like a 5 days shopping holiday, be compulsory for every firm. And all things like that, won't it? All like woman stuff. You'll have to walk around with a big iron on your hip, but not like a gun in the song about a big iron on it. They're off on a tangent there.
Being able to go shopping and wear dresses and all that going.
We haven't got a problem with the dresses. But the,
as long as it's in my colour.
Yeah, we have to have a choice of colour.
Okay, I've got some more questions then. I'm just thinking of now. If you could shag a woman, who would it be?
If I could what?
If you became a man and had to shag a woman, who would you shag? Bearing in mind that you've become a man, so you can't just shag yourself. You can't pick Hannah.
Well,
give yourself some special loving.
It'd be a famous person, not, you know, old Joe next door.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, no. I'm not really keen on her.
No. I'd be frightened that all the bits would fall off.
See, if I was a man, I would... No, what? I am a man.
What about? Are you sure?
If I was a woman... Well, even if I'm a man, which I am, I'd choose to shag, I think, Brad Pitt. Second place would probably be David Beckham. Because I think he is quite hot now, he's getting older.
Yeah, but... See, I don't really like blokes on their looks alike. Well, not just the looks alike, their personality as well. So.
We're in.
You see, already you're going to fall at the first hurdle being a man. Personality?
it's not fair to say that we don't choose women on personality, because look at what we're fighting against. They haven't got any personality, women. Present company accepted, Hannah, and of course our good lady wives.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, that's a good rule, I think.
It is a good rule. hasn't done me wrong.
Here's another thing then. When I watch, and I don't know if there's any programmes that will do this to a woman, I don't know, but when I watch Big Brother, or talk about Big Brother...
You said you wouldn't go to
Big
Brother.
Well, I didn't. I said it might be inevitable. Whenever I watch or talk about...
You're going to end up having a heart attack if you start talking about Big Brother.
I'm going to have a what? Oh, a heart attack. No, I find if I'm talking about or watching Big Brother, right, and I don't know if this happens to you, Adam, no, I go a bit gay for a bit.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't mean like I start touching up blokes, so don't get too excited.
Oh.
But I go a bit gay. I can definitely tell I'm going a bit gay when I talk about Big Brother. Because it's such a gay programme.
You're getting it too involved.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think every man's got a little bit of gay in him. You know, and sometimes my little bit of gay comes out a bit more when I'm talking about Big Brother. So is
a little bit of gay come out a little bit more when you're speaking to your hairdresser?
It probably does a bit, yeah. No, it probably doesn't, actually. If I'm having my hair cut, I'll probably... do you mean my hairdresser friend? Or do you mean the person who cuts my hair last time?
Person who cut your hair last time?
No, it didn't. It didn't really, because I was so embarrassed by the whole situation. It felt too gay that I tried to be a bit more hetero.
Oh, do you start talking about the football?
Yeah, and talking about deep voice.
Good game.
And all that. But are there any programmes or anything, or any times when you feel like you're going a bit leser? Just for a period of time, a bit of your natural inward leserness comes out.
Women are slightly leser most of the time.
Yeah.
I think. I'd like to think so.
Hang on.
Can you confirm that for us, Hannah?
Hang on a minute, let's have a little bit of silence and think about that.
Oh yeah, baby.
okay.
Keep talking.
Have we got any other questions to ask? Can't think of anything else. Yeah, anything you want to say on the subject of sex or gender, Hannah? Some sort of message you'd like to give to the world of men? Because it is a man's world.
The world of men?
Yeah. Oh, just another thought. You know, I was just saying that... If I had to, let's say, even as a man, I have to pick a man to have sex with, yeah?
Yes, which although I'm still deliberating.
Although I'd still probably pick someone like Brad Pitt or David Beckham. Ooh. But maybe as an outside bet, I could go with my best mate, Matt. No, wait, I know what you're thinking, you know, but he's really dirty. He'd probably let me shoot my monk on his face.
Sorry. He'd be doing it on your face, you nonce.
Hello?
No, because I'm...
You're the woman.
No, because I'm still a man in this instance. I've got to have gay sex. I didn't fully clarify. If I had to have gay sex... Right. No, I'm joking. Yeah. I wouldn't want to shoot my monk on my mate's face. That's wrong, isn't it? I feel really wrong for saying that.
I think if I was a woman... Because I'm so programmed about making love to women, I'd just be a lesbian.
Rob, you say you can't choose that.
I can't.
That's not allowed. You've got to have gay... Here's the rub, then. You've got to have gay sex with someone. Who would you choose?
Well, apart from Pete. Although,
fair enough.
We don't have to list people we've already done it with, surely.
No.
I think I'd go down the Keanu route.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's nice.
Is that who you choose?
That's a woman's point of view.
Who would you choose to have sex with?
McGregor.
Well, you can't have me because I'm married, but you can have this McGregor character. Ewan McGregor. See, I love his name. It's great for comedy effects. Is that who you choose out of the whole world? You choose Ewan McGregor? Mr. McGregor, let's call him, so don't keep doing that joke.
Obi-Wan.
Blimey, that's weird. Well, it's not that weird, I suppose. Which film would you say he looks more doable in, then?
It's not a film, but In the Long Way Round.
Oh. Well, you do realise that's not a description of a sexual position, don't you?
Well, speaking of which, you've got digital TV, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know there's a channel called Hits, The Hits.
Yeah.
On there, late night, with the music and video running, they do Barbie and Cindy and Action Man Kama Sutra position.
I've seen that. Although I haven't got Sky anymore. I've got the Sky, but only the free ones.
Interesting. I've picked up a few new. Involves an extra person.
Yeah, I had to text into them to put them right on a couple of those.
Really?
I didn't really.
Oh, I have to go now.
Yeah, go
on
then.
Bored?
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. You've been excellent. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Hannah.
Yeah. That's what become a regular feature.
That's why we kept calling her Hannah.
We were supposed to give her a false name to protect her.
She didn't say anything needs protecting, did she, really, to be fair to her?
The reason for not being at work was a little dubious.
But she has booked it as a holiday. Mm. See, I was going to say... that's just keeping me place. Yeah. have you ever done any comedy sex?
What, with your wife?
Yes. What I mean by that is, for example...
I think it's called foreplay.
I've done sex like this. I'll sometimes do this, which I feel is funny. Which is this. We're having sex.
Yeah. If you just come this way a bit, we can catch that on the camera.
Which obviously nobody's seen
her.
That, but yeah. I think that's funny.
Has she enjoyed it?
Oh no!
No,
she says it's horrible.
Get off.
The other one I've done is
if anyone sees their face during sex,
actually, she falls for this. She falls this every time. I'll say it's the Alan Partridge joke. So I'm fessing up to stealing it, and that is, do you mind if I talk during sex, love? And she's like, no, that's fine. I said, it's alright. It just keeps the wolf from the door, so to speak. And she always buys it. She's like, yeah, that's fine. And then I say, so what do you think about the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre? And then I'm like cracking up, but she's not laughing. And the other one is,
I think
I'll rub her boob and say, is that okay? Is that nice? She, yeah. I say, would you like me to go faster or maintain the same speed? That always gets a laugh from me and Mila. Oh, and also...
I get the impression that most of these don't end up with any sort of climax, do they?
And then also, I'll do this one, where I'll do the what I call the porn star moves. So, I don't know what I should say. She's not going to like me saying this, I'm sure.
Well, you just pull that come over her back?
No. I'll say... I'll go, Digging deep, baby, digging deep. Which again, I always think is funny. And I might say things on the line of just say random little porn slogans. So I might go, oh yeah, that's good, yeah. Or, I'm going to eat that pussy. I'm going to eat that pussy. I'm going to fuck that pussy. Or things like that. I think it's quite funny. I think Lindsay appreciates that I think I'm a funny guy. So, you know, she lets it go. And don't get me wrong, we're not just, you know, it's not like in the moment it's all heating or, you know, whatever.
This is more,
you know, and I'm suddenly, hey, just going with that. You know, we'll be having a little laugh and anything anyway. You know what I mean? So I feel it's normally fairly appropriate. I've gone to kiss her before and burped in her mouth.
that is true love.
I do that as well.
Mess around me because. Because it's so rare that I just get too excited.
What else have I done?
I get caught up in the moment. This is it.
Try to think of what side Alex Ferguson would pick for the next Manchester United European fixture.
That's to keep yourself going.
If they brought back the rule of only 4 foreign players allowed.
Can you manage to do that and physical at the same time?
No, and that's what stops you. From shooting your ball too soon.
Yeah, but don't you just completely stop still? And then she thinks, oh, you've fallen asleep.
No, because it just becomes a rhythm then. It just, you know. Mm.
I mean, I don't want to highlight the fact that men can't do more than 2 things at once.
I'm trying to, well, obviously we can.
Okay, yeah.
See, that whole thing, men and women, where women say, oh, yeah, women can multitask.
That's crap.
No, yeah, women can do 10 things at once badly.
Yep.
That's what it is,
yep.
Right? Men prefer to just do one thing and do it right.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But yeah, I know obviously we're going to come across as being a bit sexist here and everything, and you know, obviously you've got to appreciate it. Obviously we are only joking.
Well,
to
we
a
can
point,
issue a statement.
Although we do
later,
actually really genuinely
in a sort
it.
Of non-committal Channel 4 way.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else I do. Oh, I've had sexual energy before in my sleep.
Yeah,
in the early days, in the early days it was, and she just went with it. She just let me.
I've
and then I woke up halfway through. Yeah, I woke up halfway through in the end, which was fortunate. So I've had eyes many moons
ago.
And then recently I've tried to have sex with her again, but this time now we've been out with each other a long time, we're married now, so she just pushed me off. I said, I'm half asleep, leave me alone. So, but I don't even remember it, she told me about it.
No, I was instigated. When we're both asleep. Yeah, but then that's about it. Both wake up and carry on.
I fell asleep during sex as well before.
Oh no, that's bad.
I'd been out drinking. Man, to be honest, I wasn't with the wife, it was another young lady. Oh, one of many.
The other
really.
One.
Really. and been out drinking, and I got back, she hadn't been out drinking, I got back, and I had this idea that it would sober me up if I had sex. I think really that was the crux. You know, I was a bit more to it than that, but that was one of
the hangover that was the next day.
Yeah, that was one of the ideas going around in my head, which is a bit bad, really. And so we started having sex, and then I just fell asleep on top of her. He said, "You're asleep?" She said, "No, I'm just resting my eyes." And then tried to carry on, but she won't. I mean, no, after that, I don't think she bought the whole eye resting thing.
Resting my eyes and the rest of my body.
Yeah, I'm just taking a breather. You know,
time out.
But yeah, so I mean, when you think about it, I've perhaps done some quite bad things, sex-wise.
You not, mentioned not, last week
not
about
bad like my mate, blimey.
Your mate, in inverted commas, with the old.
Yeah, well, I've got.
I was telling Harriet about this.
Yeah.
And it took about 10-15 minutes to explain what and you know where and why it was so bad. I know.
She didn't understand what was so bad.
Yeah, well, I think it's because she thought I was just referring to him just sort of giving her a finger. It wasn't until I sort of, you know, this whole... She thought I was just doing this generally, sucking my finger.
And why do you keep sucking your finger, you weirdo? Just tell me the story. Well, obviously, that's not... That, as I say, that's not me, mate, Matt, but I do have a friend who's done many things. One mate I've got, what's he done? He's done some crazy stuff. He likes squirters.
Oh, is this the guy with the brown wings?
Yeah, to be honest with you, you don't know many people who haven't got brown wings these days. You've not got your brown wings.
No,
I've got my brown
wings. I don't intend to. The whole idea of the bucket.
I was thinking, you know, if we ever wanted to go anywhere with this book, you know, or perhaps get a radio station to employ us. I was thinking we've perhaps gone the wrong way down the explicit route, haven't we? But you know,
we've
whatever.
Got to clean up.
We can tone it down if they wanted us to.
I think it's possible.
Well, I've got my brown wings. Yeah.
Can you at least wash it now, though, please? Stench is unbelievable.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Is wrong, isn't it?
It is.
It's very wrong.
I think most of our shows end up.
We should. To this we level. Should perhaps go less explicit next week if we can.
How about we do another one of your one of the sketches?
Well, I don't know if we've got time now. It's 20 past one already.
Run away with us.
So we've got to get back. So I think we should draw a close to it now. But it's fine, I enjoyed that. It was a good conversation with Hannah.
Law and Order next week, I think.
Law and Order, yeah, yes. Wasn't it? Yeah, Law and Order. Because I think we'd found an old policeman sketch, hadn't we?
Please love me as well.
Yeah, go on, then we'll do Law and Order next week then.
Sounds
okay, well, until next week, everybody, have a good time, take care, and see you soon.
What is all that crap you've just said?
Look after yourselves. We've got to come up with a catchphrase, haven't we, like that?
Like one of those public information videos.
So, take care, everybody, and see you soon. Right. See you next week. Well, we've got to come up with like a little catchphrase, haven't we, like that? And, you know,
we're
like...
We're a little jingle, weren't we, at the end of each sketch, sort of.
I've got a jingly tight
track
thing.
In the old.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that. I could put some sound effects on a thing, and you know, all sorts. Lot.
What's that badass? Badass music mix.
Yeah,
smash it. Yeah, 52
we could do a few things, but for now, I think we'll just go with the catchphrase.
Okay.
So it's good night from me.
It's good night from him. Yeah, that didn't work. Is that your Alan Partridge then?